Hey out there, all you daters and datettes. Welcome to the number one dating podcast in this entire basement studio, DW Datecast, featuring Madeline Newhouse. I'm your host, Cody DW Scott, and with me, always and by my side, the love of my life, the girl who used to do my homework in high school, Madeline Newhouse. Like always, you can join the conversation on Facebook by liking DW Datecast featuring Madeline Newhouse and posting your comments about the show. Now, I'd say it's about date 30. Let's get this Datecast started.
And then you find out at the end of the movie that Bradley Cooper is the quarterback's boyfriend and, what's her name? The mom. But you don't find out she's the mom until the end.
Julia Roberts.
And that is why Valentine's Day is the best movie ever made.
Well, I didn't get that same vibe from the movie, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Also, great performances.
Yeah, by Taylor Swift especially.
Yeah. Only movie she ever did, and it's because it couldn't be topped after that.
I agree.
Cool. Well,
in the worst way possible.
Well, we're in the studio again. Actually, we're like 20 feet from the studio. Recording.
Yeah, we had to move from Cody's mom's sewing room to Cody's dad's office.
Yeah, which is a huge inconvenience. And we're recording. We're here with Madeline. In studio, we're here face-to-face, which is a Datecast first.
And
after 2 weeks of being over Skype.
Yeah, we finally come together again.
And another Datecast first, we've got Alex here.
It's actually a third, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, but he's usually present in most of the podcasts.
No, he always leaves.
But he's actually going to talk in this one because he's close
it.
Enough in
he
the
hates
mic
it when
to
you
the
and
mic
I
that
talk.
He can hear us. How's it going, Alex?
Good, thank you.
Good. I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you.
So our topic today, and Madeline and Alex, I'm glad you're here, is double dates.
Yes,
and
it is.
And the reason we chose this topic is because both of us went on double dates this week. And so we're going to have something that we haven't had in a long time. Something I like to call a Datecast first. If it's been a long time since we've done it, I like to call it a first.
Okay, that's fine. No one will know.
Yeah. It's a little segment we like to call Date Recap.
Yes. And this is a segment where we recap our dates.
Recap, of course, comes from the English word recapture. When English people would lose a fort, they'd have to recapture it. It was usually shorter and more concise the second time.
No,
so
it's true. I saw that in Downton Abbey.
Yep. So when you recap something, it's shorter and more concise than the actual date itself.
Right. And so that's what we're going to do is make it shorter and more concise. And this week is exciting because it is double dates. And Alex and I actually came up with this new idea.
Double D's.
Where we're
Datecast double D's.
We're going to somehow trick people into going on dates with us a lot, and we're just going to mercilessly judge them.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
This first date was interesting because it's my roommate, David,
yes.
And his...
Does he listen to the podcast?
He doesn't.
Okay, good, because I just want to say, boy, he thinks highly of himself.
No comment.
David knows a lot, and he knows he knows a lot.
My point being is that we have lots of good double dates set for the future. Some really interesting couples with whom we're very excited to see what they have to say and do on these dates.
Yes.
But in the process of talking about this beforehand, David overheard some stuff, and I think he was a little suspicious.
He got suspicious because he heard me talking to Cody on the phone about our date because, you know, I was just talking about it in front of David, which, who can blame me? He was just there. So, and he asked me what was up after the phone call, and I told him that I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And then he just dropped it. So I don't know if he really caught on or not. But, yeah.
Either way, I want you guys to know that this is safe, what you say here. You can't be judged. David can't judge you harshly for anything he said here. So be candid, please.
We will.
Okay.
So what did you guys do for the date?
We went mini golfing.
That's exactly what I did for my double date this week, my double D this week.
Well, it's our turn to talk right now. So We went mini golfing.
Yeah, that reminds me of this one time I went mini golfing on some day. It was actually last week, so. But why don't you guys go first?
Yeah, maybe we should. Well, Alex and I really lately become mini golf professionals, and we decided we wanted to go on a double date with David and this girl that he's really interested in, Sheridan, and we thought mini golf would be the best way to do that because we're mini golf professionals, and because the mini golf is where the idea was born, because we were behind another couple the last time we did it, and they were totally doing the stupid date stuff, like, will you show me how to hold my club? And stuff like that.
Was it a high school couple?
I couldn't tell. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
You think that, like, college-age people would be mature enough to...
Well, that's what we thought, and that's when we thought experience. We should go on dates with other people and see if this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I love mini-golfing mm-hmm. as a date idea. I think you really get to see someone, and it's a fun activity.
It is fun. So, yeah. So, why don't you...
Okay, so no notice here we saw on a date is that David, for a couple of holes, in his excitement, got a little ahead of himself and just started going on to other holes, leaving his date behind. Like, he got his ball in a hole, and he'd walk over and start the next one while she's still putting.
He wasn't there to cheer her on or anything, and that's one of the best times to flirt with each other, I think. It's like, come on, babe, you can do this, you know?
Was his date, was she playing slowly?
No. It just wasn't David's turn anymore, so he left.
His ball was in the hole. There was no reason for him to stay around.
Exactly.
How many holes ahead of you did he get?
Well, he can't go that far ahead, because there's people ahead of us, but he would just go stand by the other hole and wait eagerly for his turn. Even though we were going in a specific order and he would have had to wait anyway.
He was so excited because he was doing really well. He was like...
He was.
8 below for a while. 8 mm-hmm. under. And I was like, oh, how do you say that in golf? 8 under?
8 under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had to beat him.
We started getting really nervous. I was actually not doing that well. And so we knew that Alex was our only hope. Yeah,
And I've seen Alex golf, so...
No, he won.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it turns out mini golf's a bit different than actual golf.
Huh. You just have to be good with a short distance, you know? But, yeah, other weird things that they did. They sword fought with their clubs one time. Hmm. I don't know. We just thought kind of... Like, it wasn't... They weren't super engaged in the sword fight. It almost seemed obligatory. Like, one of them picked up the club.
David.
Yeah, and just started... So,
how old is Sheridan? What she was?
She's 19.
Yeah.
She's 6 feet tall.
Yep.
Long blonde hair. Wears jeggings.
Sounds exactly the type of a girl to reluctantly participate
she
in a
also,
sword fight.
She also hates collars on her shirts. And she cuts all the collars off of her shirts.
That's weird. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah. That's what we think. It was boring. It really was. There was no, I feel like on double dates, if you're actually going with another couple, you should probably be willing to have fun with the other couple, too. You're not just there to sit next to each other. Otherwise, you could just be alone.
Yeah, I think we all learned that lesson from the movie Valentine's Day.
Yeah. There's a lot of double dating going on.
It's okay, though, because, as we said, we have lots more dates. Mm-hmm. We've got 2 planned already for the next coming weeks.
Yes.
And these are really good couples to go on double dates with. As mm-hmm. in, we will come back with lots of material to talk about.
Good, because this segment is teetering, man. I think it's probably going to be one of the most popular segments.
I think we can blame everything on David, honestly. Uh-huh.
That's okay. Let's talk about your date.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys go
let's hear about your date with
people.
Your cousin.
She's not my cousin. She's my uncle's nephew.
You dated your cousin?
She's your uncle's nephew?
Yes.
So she's a boy.
What's a girl nephew called?
Niece.
Okay, yeah. She's my uncle's niece. But yeah, I did grow up with her, and she was at all the family parties and everything, so it was like taking my cousin out on a date. No, he set us up, and none of us, well, neither of us were really comfortable with the idea of going out on a date, and that was pretty evident. From the start, but, you know, thinking quickly, like I do, I'm a dating expert. host of a dating podcast. Maybe you've heard of it, DW Datecast.
Never.
Featuring Madeline Newhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now it rings a bell.
Yeah.
Okay. Good time. I'm the DW of DW Datecast, if you haven't noticed.
And I'm the featuring. Yeah.
So, thinking quickly, I invited a friend and told her to invite a friend. And I took Luke, who's been on the podcast. He's got a really good attitude, no matter what you put him in. He's taken a lot of bullets for me, let's say that. And she invited one of her friends, and luckily, her friend was very extroverted. And so I think that made the whole day a lot less awkward. It wasn't even awkward at all.
But
it should have been.
Did you only go mini-golfing?
No. We went to dinner and went mini-golfing.
Oh, where did you go to dinner?
We went to dinner at it was a date I wasn't really fully invested in, I'll be honest with you. Like, she's a great girl and everything, but it wasn't fully invested in. So I went on the patented Cody first date. The DW first date.
Robintino's
and mini golf.
Nice. Yep.
And
you,
so
that does have your name on it.
Yep. So yeah, we went to Robintino's and always good. And then we went mini golfing after and
who won?
I did.
No. You yes, really won.
I did. I won. By a lot.
No.
But let me ask you this. Totally unrelated question. Not related at all to my date I had last week. Is it okay to play footsie with the other person's date?
Depends. Are you dating your date? Or
no.
Okay, then yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
It's not serious.
So, first date, blind date, double date, pretty much a free-for-all anyway.
Definitely.
Switching halfway through?
Yeah.
Encouraged or discouraged?
Encouraged, I would say. So, how did the doorstep scene go?
That's one problem that I have with double dates. The dual doorstep
scene.
Yeah,
because the other couple, if you're the first couple to be dropped off, they're watching you.
Who was driving?
I was.
You didn't drop Luke's date off first?
We dropped them both off at the same time.
Oh,
she
the same
was
house?
The night at...
Oh, yeah. So what did you do?
So we did a dual doorstep scene, and we just hugged him and got back in the car.
Oh. Okay.
No, actually it's not, because she's like my cousin, and I've hugged her plenty of times, probably.
Wow, you're just throwing those hugs away, aren't you?
Like pretzels. Any other tips you can think of from your double date this week? I would say the whole PDA thing. If you're on a double date, limit the PDA.
Yeah.
I'm not saying get rid of it totally.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm on a double date with an attractive couple that I respect, I don't mind them holding hands.
Yeah.
Or
there's nothing wrong with that.
Cuddling during a movie or something.
Kissing and love people.
No tongue on a double date. Ever. Or while you're recording a podcast, Alex. Just stick that back in your mouth.
Hope you say
now. Another thing I was going to say, double dates are fine, and they're a good chance to keep the date light and casual, but do not rely on them. I would say don't make every date you go on with the girl a double date.
Yeah.
If you go on a double date, for example, with a girl for the first date and it goes really well, ask her on a single date for the second one.
Yeah. I agree.
That kind of makes you ask, though, under what circumstances do you want to go on a double date? Because you said on previous podcasts that you always liked single dates before. So if you had the option to ask this girl on a date, what advantage do you have inviting more couples to come with you?
Maybe I'm not sure if the girl likes me yet, or I don't know her that well. If I say, oh, my friends are coming too, and they're taking your friends, then it's going to keep it a lot more casual.
Yeah, if you're not sure what type of relationship you're getting out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's every single date you ever go on. You're not sure what type of relationship you're getting out of it.
Yeah, I feel like that every time I go on a date lately.
You only go on dates with Alex.
Well, I was just pointing out that you were making a blanket statement about all dates.
Anyway, one thing I hate too is that, for example, if you ask a girl on a date, and she says, oh, by the way, I had this really good friend / roommate / whatever. You should get a friend to ask her out, too, and we can all go together.
It's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, why do girls do that?
Because they don't want to go on a single date with you?
Yeah.
Or it's because their roommate's really, really lonely.
No, it's usually because they are afraid of being alone with you.
It's a good thing that's never happened to me before, just I've only seen it.
Yeah, me too. I've never had a girl say that. We're so lucky, Alex.
No, right?
I mean, not afraid like she thinks you're really creepy or anything like that. She's just unsure about
it. Yeah, it's like the same thing with my cousin. I knew it would be super awkward if I took her out myself. And when I say cousin, I mean my uncle's niece.
You're going to give everybody the wrong impression.
Yeah.
Cody has had such a hard time with dating lately. He's stooped to his cousins.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
Yeah, I think something that's really important is going on double dates with people who are on kind of the same relationship level as you are. You know?
That way. Why is that?
Well, because sometimes it makes people uncomfortable if there was somebody who's, they've been together forever and it's their first date and...
And they go off. So the other couple that's been together for a while, like, goes off. And
yeah, because they're just so comfortable with each other.
During the movie, they're just, like, all over each other.
Exactly.
See, I would say the opposite. I would say you want to take people along like that, because that's going to pressure the other girl into doing that sort of stuff with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are you hoping that you're the first date person?
Just imagine you're in this situation. Yeah. Like, I take you on a first date, Madeline, okay. And we take Alex and another girl.
Okay.
They're the double dates.
Right.
And Alex and the other girl are in that stage of their relationship. Let's say maybe they're engaged.
Okay.
And you love this. You love picturing Alex engaged to another girl, don't you? Yeah. So they're just like, we sit down to watch a movie, and immediately they move to the love seat. They're wrapped in each other. What are you going to do? You're going to do that exact same thing to me.
I can see your point. Like, I remember the Wedding Crashers. It's the same idea, right? A girl sees another girl getting married, and she wants to copy that.
Exactly. Girls don't think for themselves. They do what everyone around them is doing.
Actually, I've been in that situation before where everyone was cuddling, and I didn't want to cuddle with my date, and so I didn't. And yeah, it was really awkward because I was sitting, like, away from the couch, and, like, my arms were folded, and the kid was trying to put his arm around me, but I was, like, slanted away from the couch the whole time. But I stuck to it, and I did not cuddle.
Did you ever wonder why you were single for so long, Madeline?
No, I really like being
single.
I think
it's because you think for yourself. I think if you just did what everyone around you did, you would probably tolerate.
Yeah, that's funny, Cody, because, like, I'm in a really solid relationship right now, and you're what? Going on dates with your cousin? Oh, yeah.
The other thing, along that same line, I don't think I would ever go on a double date with you guys.
Why?
With a girl that I didn't know that well.
You behave very well.
Why?
Yeah, you guys behave fine.
We'd be great.
But us
wingmen.
Three are too close of friends that she would feel left
That's
out.
That's probably true.
That's something you want to avoid.
Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
And if all three of us started cuddling, well then who would you cuddle with?
I mean, and you'd be in the middle, so that would be the hard part.
Yep.
Yeah, you cry about that. You're always going to be the middle. The most warm, most protected.
Here's another rule for double dates. Don't show up for a double date without a date, because that's kind of what's going on in this room right now.
Then you're the one at fault here. Why didn't you bring a date?
Yeah, really. You're telling me about it.
We told you we both were going to be here, and you didn't expect it to be like this?
I really need to find new friends.
No, you just need to get a girl.
What other dating advice do you have, Madeline?
Well... Some other dating advice that I have is that
on double dates, you
should drive in separate cars.
Like, to pick up the girls?
Yeah, to pick up the girls, to drop off the girls, that way there's no... Because that's the worst, when you drop off the other couple and either you have to kind of watch them or avoid watching them at the doorstep, or they have to do the same for you.
So you're suggesting drive to the same place... Basically from the same place in different cars.
Yes.
Are you also suggesting that we take Hummer H3s and also run over some seagulls while we're at it?
Let's be honest, seagulls don't do a whole lot for the world.
I'm just saying it's a lot better for the environment to take
but
the same
it's a
car.
Lot better for your date if you take separate cars. And what's the real goal here, Cody? It's to get a date.
No. Yeah. I can get a date fine. Mm-hmm. I just can't keep a date.
Right, and so, okay, so we're trying to keep it then. That's your goal here, is to keep it. And I think awkward door sex scenes don't lend a whole lot to your goal.
Maybe. But isn't the goal to save the Earth?
Nope. Not on the double date. That's more single date or triple date.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about some wingman tips. First tip, be less attractive than him. But the second tip, Alex? Or your question,
my question was, is that's your first tip, right? That's only if you're going to go on a double date with the people.
Yeah.
And you're choosing this. That's you going to a party, you know, meet some new people. What kind of wingman are you choosing in that situation?
That's attractive.
Same?
Yes.
But he's going to help you on conversations.
Well, yeah, I think your wingman needs to know your purpose if you're going to kind of play that card.
Know your purpose?
Yeah. Like, he knows he's going to help you out at the party.
He knows he's the wingman?
Yeah.
The wingman is a sad calling, but a necessary one.
I don't think it's bad. I think sometimes you do it as a favor.
It's called taking a bullet.
I was Cody's wingman. Remember?
I could.
You were after that one Weaver State girl.
No.
What's her name? The skinny one.
Amber.
Abner Lemon Rasmussen. Yeah, of course.
And Cody was too scared to talk to her, so I just made it really simple.
Came?
No, I saw her there and said, Alex, be my wingman. You got my back, right?
So I just knew really simple.
Alex was like non-functioning.
Yeah, I know, but he was functioning as a wingman. What's she up to?
Last I heard, she broke up with that guy.
Woo! Yeah. Put in a good word for me, Madeline.
Here's how it went down.
I don't talk to her.
Give her one of my business cards. Oh, I'm Cody sorry, Alex. Were you going to say something?
Cody was too scared to talk to her or approach her anyway.
This chick is hot. I mean, she's, like, good-looking. Go ahead, Alex.
So I helped him out, and I said, hey, you, what's your name? What do you do? And she came and started talking to me. Cody came and hopped in the conversation with us immediately after, and I walked away.
Yeah, I remember a similar situation. It was about Christmas time of 2008.
Did you like Amber at all?
No.
No? So you were more than happy to be my wingman?
I was just saying, hey, come talk to me for a sec so you can start talking to her easier. And then I walked away.
That was very noble of you, Alex.
So she'd have no reason to talk to me anymore. Only you.
Yeah. Nothing ever happened, but that was really noble of you.
Thank you.
Continue,
You're a
Madeline.
Good wingman. So when have you been the wingman?
Never.
Never?
No. I am constantly on the prowl, Madeline.
And so you just expect all of your friends to step up for you?
Exactly. Why do you think I've surrounded myself with friends, basically spineless friends?
Well, they're not doing a very good job.
What?
Yeah, all of my friends have no backbone. They're great wingmen, but they would never ask me to do anything.
I don't think they're great wingmen. You don't have a date.
Yes, but I'm constantly looking.
Yeah, but your wingman, like, helps you out because they make you look good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's working for you.
Yeah. I'm just shy. That's all. I just don't really open up that easily.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask about my wingman?
I always help you out. In group situations, I would think you look funny. I set you up, and I act really serious.
Yeah, he used to bring up the podcast all the time.
He's my straight man.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Straight man is, back in the olden days of comedy, there would be always one person that sat there and asked the questions, setting up the funny one.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. I can see you in that role.
Mm-hmm. You can also be funny, too. You're a good wingman, Alex. Other wingman tips. Do girls use wingmen?
I think so. I don't think that I've ever been in that situation, but girls are a lot more competitive about it. I don't know that they're as willing to help each other out, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Because girls want all the boys to like them.
Exactly. Us guys can, this is what we do fairly well, is we can focus in on one girl.
Yeah.
And so all of us, when we show up, kind of pick a girl that we go for.
Yeah, and girls just want all the boys mm-hmm. to fall at their feet, and then they can have their pick, and they don't really care if their friends get anything or not.
Well, the thing is, boys have a rule about this. We all watch The Beautiful Mind.
Yep.
You know the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has a theory in it. Where if all the guys come into a party, and they all go for one girl, all the other girls get offended, because the guys aren't going for them. All those other guys cancel each other out, everybody goes home sad, right?
Yeah.
Versus if all the guys go in, they all pick a girl from the start, they all can work their own angles, the girls are happy because the guy's giving them attention,
mm-hmm.
everything works out.
Yeah, yep. If only real life actually worked that way.
It does work that way with guys.
Well, yeah, but not for girls. Girls aren't on the same page.
We call it dibsies.
The rule of dibs. Dibs is one law that is unbreakable in the guy world.
Yeah?
Yep. And if you know how to work dibs, that is the difference between a good wingman and a bad one.
Well, right? Tell everyone, how do you work dibs?
Well, whoever goes in, and you don't even necessarily have to call it or say, I dibs that girl. But if you go in there and you say, oh man, she's really cute, and that's usually what the sign is, if you mention something about the girl, then the other guys know, well, I'm going to back off. Yeah. Unless that girl absolutely really shows interest in one of the other ones, which in that case, the person that called dibs will usually back off. But unless that happens, then he's
between friends, that works. But sometimes different groups of guys go to the same party.
Yeah.
And these are enemy friends of guys.
And that's when the competition comes into play, and that's when it gets fun.
In small groups, it works out well. When you have different groups of guys that don't like each other, the div doesn't work because they'll try and spite each other.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a party we went to.
That's how the Trojan War started.
And this guy named Eric called dibs on Madeline, and I went and sat between them on the couch.
Oh, and who ended up getting asked out by Madeline on the date that night? Anyway, it was me.
She
asked me on a date.
I wrote all about that party in my journal. I went to that party with the sole purpose of asking Kenny Scorsia on a date. And then you found something better. Then I mentioned that I talked to Alex and Eric Bendel. And I also mentioned that I didn't like Eric Bendel because all the other girls liked him and that bothered me.
I don't know why, even.
Yeah.
And then I said, but I got a date with Cody.
That was the comment at the end of it. But Cody just happened to be there.
No,
and
I said...
It was convenient.
I can't remember. I'll text you later. It was funny. The whole journal entry about that night was funny.
Well, it's because I asked Kenny out.
Huh?
So he was taken. You couldn't go with him anyway.
Well, no, what happened was that you were sitting next to me, and then we were talking for a long time, and then you got up and left, and Cody was still there. And I was like, well,
no, but you want to ask Kenny out, but you couldn't because I asked Kenny out.
I couldn't ask Kenny out because I was too nervous.
Confusion ensues when the dib system breaks down. Eric had dibs on Madeline initially, but Alex went in and stole the seat. And who did Madeline end up with at the end of the night? It was me. I didn't have any dibs whatsoever. So that's why the dib system's important. And the rule of wingmen is you go by the dibs.
And the rule that boys should understand is that girls will end up with whoever they want to end up with at the end of the night.
Yep, because girls are catty and hate each other. So if for those of you keeping score at home, that's Cody 1, Alex 0.
Alex came back strong, however.
Oh yeah, that's right. He is dating you right now, so.
So maybe Cody 1, Alex more like 50s.
Yeah, we still got an inning to play.
Okay.
Can you quote it?
What's the score? 200-4? It looks like the other team's day. But you can bet it's not over yet. We still have an inning to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's poetic. So Cody thinks he can still get me at the end of this.
If I didn't think that, we wouldn't be sitting here right now, would we? No, I don't think that because Alex has dibs. And I respect the dibs system.
There you go. There you go, folks. That
like
is how
you all should. Date cast dibs. Closing remarks. Tip to being a good wingman, respect your wingman. I mean, respect, what would it be, your pilot? Yeah.
Oh, if you are the wingman?
Yeah, if you're the wingman, respect the div system.
Well, if you're the wingman, the other guy's more, he's obviously better looking than you, so you should respect him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and on double dates, just be yourself, like I always say. Unless you're an ugly person, then you should probably change.
Yep, you do say that.
Madeline? Closing remarks?
Yep.
Rebuttal?
Ride in separate cars. Be yourself no matter what weight you are.
Ugly people are people too. No, they're not, Madeline. No, they are not. For DW Datecast, I'm Cody Scott. Stay pretty, Salt Lake City.
And I'm Madeline.
You can do. Exactly. I mean, it's fun for me, it's fun for her because we know you, but it's not fun for the viewer.
You just have to be good at editing that stuff out.
I'm really good at editing stuff out.
Okay, good. Then you shouldn't have a problem.
Well, we still need something funny in it, you know?
Yeah, why can't you be funny right now? Say something funny. That's not funny. Okay. I was telling
you. If you guys touch each other one more time, so help me, I'll kick you out of this studio too.